Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, welcome back to Pretty Basic. If you didn't hear last week's episode, this is actually a replay episode, and it's actually a really, really good one.
To listen back, my ears are bleeding and I am really upset with myself because I definitely shot myself in the foot with this one. But in this episode, we talked about how the summer of Remy was over. The winter of Alicia was thawing and I had just gotten my first boyfriend ever.
This is the episode that Remy first talks pretty much about Cal, doesn't say his name.
Uh-huh.
And we wanted this to be a replay episode because it's so insane hearing you talk. When I re-listened to this, I was like, this is the episode we have to do the replay because you literally, there's a part where you say, I'm not going to say much, but he's 6'4". And I was like, oh my God, it's just crazy. You literally have a ring on your finger now.
I know.
You are marrying him.
It's so wild. It's so funny because back then, and people love to tell me in the beginning of this podcast, I said I would never bring my boyfriend on the podcast or talk about my boyfriend or show my boyfriend videos, podcasts, whatever. And look where we are now. Now I have brands that want to sponsor me and ask for Cal to be in the content.
Well, you never said you wouldn't show your fiance.
You are so right about that.
Oh my God. But this was back in 2019.
Yeah.
2019. We are both at very, very different points in life. And It's so cool re-listening, especially if you did listen to this when it came out or you're just listening to it now.
But we've come so far. We've learned so much since then.
So
wiser,
much.
Older.
Oh my
God.
I had short blonde hair.
During this time?
I had short blonde hair. Isn't that insane?
You love to talk about hairstyles
and
colors.
I don't know what the years were. I just know what my hair was that year. So that's how I know what era I was in.
What the era was.
Like, I'm like, oh, 2019, I was like super, super fit. I was like working out like crazy. I was damn near a bodybuilder. I would be working out all the time. I'd be going to training so much. And I think the reason why I loved that and I loved that time in my life was because my confidence built so much. And that's definitely something that I touch on. I feel like I was really just kind of figuring out who I was. And it was funny because listening back, I was so proud of myself for how much better of a relationship I started having with food and balance. And it's funny because I thought I was so far along then. I feel like I'm so much better now.
For sure.
And it's crazy because I don't know. I just like my confidence was so much better, like having relationships with like family. I don't know. I think that was the start of like me figuring out who I am. And it's just, again, it's really cool to hear. Some things kind of felt like first world problems because again, knowing there's going to be a pandemic soon, it's just like, LOL.
Put things into perspective.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. For sure. But we had probably just gone or we're about to go to Greece.
We had just gone, I think.
Oh my God.
Because I think, yes, I'm pretty sure right after that. Because I think Cal and I, like literally a week before, just made it official. Which is crazy. And little did we know the future that we had ahead of us, a whole ass pandemic, You know, all the shit that's gone down, a brain cyst.
No, like literally
house flooding.
We had no idea.
Both houses flooding.
You were still, both houses. You were still living at your apartment.
I was. This was a fun little walk down memory lane. I've been very nervous to listen back on old episodes just because I feel like I always just say like dumb shit, or I always go back on my word.
Oh my God. I'm sure we, bitch, same. Don't worry.
You can't hold it to me. Sorry. I'm not allowing anyone to, but
we'll use it as your entertainment. Yeah. I hope you enjoy this replay episode. Don't forget to give it a like. Let us know if you want more. Enjoy the episode.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what is up?
Welcome back to Pretty Basic.
You know, I missed you guys a lot.
I missed you.
I missed you so much, Rem. I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks, what it feels like. I don't know. Maybe it's just been 1 week.
Has it been 2 weeks? No, it's only been a week, I think.
A week and a half, maybe?
No, literally here, this couch last week.
Oh my God.
Yesterday, I was talking about with Eli how we used to see each other every day.
And not only to see each other, like hang out all day, every day.
All day long. And then now I only see you weekly. Eli was like, you guys were literally like boyfriend and girlfriend. Girlfriend and girlfriend. Just hanging out 24/7. But I miss you a lot.
Oh, can't wait to get lunch and catch up.
I love
this.
You. This is our catch up session. I don't know. What's up? What's been happening? What's the 411?
Man. Well, right now I'm cramping like crazy. So sorry if I don't seem ecstatic. They came out of nowhere.
I used to get the back pain. Do you get the back pain?
I get back pain, and right now it's kind of like stomachy, so that's why I'm like, oof.
You know, you look sad.
Oof.
Big oof. Well.
Well, actually, we have something really exciting. Me perks up in 2 seconds. We have something really exciting happening later today we should talk about.
Yes, yes, yes. So, DP Hue, which is this like it's like an influencer house kind of hair salon. How do we explain it?
It is the ultimate hair salon in LA, but they work out of a house instead of just a regular salon.
Like, not even just a house, a mansion.
In Beverly
like
Hills.
The hills, like the hills.
So
hills
nice. And we actually had a contest on our Instagram at Pretty Basic Official.
Follow our Instagram. you guys, it's not a good day for either of us. Please follow our Instagram at Pretty Basic Official. We ran a giveaway with DP Hue. Also, shout out Justin Anderson. We did a fun giveaway where one of our followers on the Instagram could win a like chance to get their hair done by Justin at the DP Hue house. And we're going to go there right after and meet the giveaway winner. And we're very
excited.
So excited
to meet her. She's getting her hair done by him. He's also like, guys, I'm not kidding, like, almost every single top celebrity,
Miley,
goes there.
Jennifer Aniston.
Everyone.
That's all I know.
But everyone. Yeah. So this girl's in for a treat. So excited. Also, thank you guys for 100K followers.
Oh my God, we hit 100K.
We hit 100K.
Whoa.
Do you remember hitting 100K like on your own or Instagram?
I remember
anything?
On YouTube.
I remember YouTube. My parents got me a cake.
Oh, I don't think I got anything.
I think that was 100. Oh my God. I remember when I hit 100 subscribers on YouTube.
I don't remember.
I made a thank you video.
Oh my God. Is it up? Please
no,
tell me it's
still
up.
No, I think I deleted it. I wish it was up. And literally I was like, thank you guys so much for 100 subscribers.
Okay. You know what? I was in line at Sweetgreen the other day and I had like my vlog camera. And so the guy who was making the salad was like, are you a vlogger? Da-da-da-da. I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, I just started a YouTube channel. I'm not very big, but I have 200 subscribers. I'm like, I know it's not a lot. And da-da-da. I was like,
I hate when people say that.
Exactly. I was like, hey, dude, stop. Think about it. There are 200 people that decided to subscribe to your video.
That's a lot of people. Also, we all started like at one point, like everyone, even like Jake Paul, Shane Dawson, like everyone had 100 subscribers.
Can we just do an episode where we talk about like pop culture things, please?
Oh, we should talk about the
I want to talk the about wedding. The Jana wedding. Well, did you hear like the drama of what happened
on MTV?
Yeah, I think so. Or like
the soundbite.
I don't know. Was it a soundbite? Well, I know that she in the show said that she was like marrying Jake just for like, no, for like clout or something.
Oh
like
God,
basically
really?
Alluded to the idea of like it being fake and for like a publicity.
I feel like everyone knows it's fake in the sense of they're not really in love. But or at least this is what I think. This is what I think.
Okay.
I feel like it's obvious that it's fake, but they could legally be married and I could see them being like, I don't freaking care. Let's actually get married.
I heard there was no license.
See,
I heard it was just like a wedding, but there was no license. Then, like, I mean, it was just a party, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's like, see, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's what I heard. Either way, I really like Tana. I'm a big Tana fan.
Oh, no, she's so, I always liked her.
I think
really
she's
cool.
So nice. She's so funny. I don't know Jake, but they seem happy. They do.
I think it's just funny.
This is my theory. I think that they were like, hey, well, I think that Tana was going through a breakup and she was like,
exactly.
I need a like rebound. So then Jake was there. And then I think that they actually caught feelings for each other.
I think that's what I think.
I could see them being like, yo, let's just like with people.
I mean, maybe
let's get married.
I don't know. I think, but the wedding happened out of nowhere. I didn't even know it was happening.
It happened so
quick.
And
then I saw Lauren was boarding a private jet. Yeah, I was like, what's happening right now?
I so saw that. Oh my God.
And it was in Vegas, and it was, I heard it was like 120 degrees.
Oh my God.
And it was so hot and like dry.
Dang.
But yeah, there was a fight. Did you see?
No.
Oh my God. I know. You went to Illinois.
I went like, to literally like middle of nowhere, Corn, Illinois. And then everything happens when I'm gone.
Everything happens.
Rim, I'm not kidding. You always like have way more fun without me. You like go do things. And I hear all these stories. And I'm like, why didn't that happen last weekend when I was here? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Just some fun.
I feel like the same thing happens even with Ashley, like when she leaves, because you get more bored. So then you force yourself to like do more things. I don't know. That's at least me.
I don't know.
Or not. Or maybe I'm just boring. And when I leave, you're like, finally, let me like finally. Do something cool.
It's like my mom. No, I think. I don't know. It's summer of Remy. I've been living it up. That's about
it. Yeah, how is that going? Can we get an update for everyone?
Yeah, Remy has a boyfriend now. We haven't talked about it at all. Well, I tried to text her while she was in Illinois to keep her updated, but I wasn't getting many replies.
I'm so sorry. My service was so bad. There was no Wi-Fi.
You were in a cornfield.
Guys,
you were
no
just in a cornfield.
Wi-Fi. Literally standing.
Wait, there was no Wi-Fi.
There was no Wi-Fi. I literally had to upload my, I uploaded one video while it was gone, and I had to use my phone. You know, I had to like airdrop the video to my phone, and then in the creator thing, you can actually upload a video. And I tried that, and I was like crossing
but
my
fingers.
But I was
going to say, knowing you, I feel like you'd be stressed out too.
Well, it like failed three times and it finally worked. And then I asked TK, I sent her the unlisted link, and I was like, is this even good quality for you? Because I have no idea. Like,
No, that's what I would think.
I uploaded a video from my phone and it worked. So
for someone who doesn't even use the schedule tab.
I know.
I'm surprised. Well, yeah, lots has happened.
Oh my God.
Lots You're taken. Happened.
I'm a single person.
I will answer some FAQs. I talked to Alicia already about this. I'm not going to say much. I've decided not to, but.
Because you're chill.
Because I'm a chill girl. Exactly. Because I'm really fucking chill. My two FAQs that I would like to answer. Number one, is he over 6 foot? Answer yes. 6'4". Number two, is he a 307? Epitome of 307.
Oh my God.
She's met him already. I met him a long time ago, though.
I have. But we didn't really talk. I can't wait to meet now because I'll be like, hi.
Hi.
Boyfriends have always told me that I'm very intimidating at first. And then once they get to know me, they're like, oh yeah, like, no, you're chill.
He's already met Ollie. And I feel like Ollie is the most intimidating.
Oh my God.
Ollie's crazy.
Oh my God.
But
I sat next to a 307K on the plane yesterday, though.
Did you talk to him?
No, I'm pretty sure he was talking to his girlfriend because he was texting this girl. And I was just like, I literally had
you looking at his mouth?
Yeah, because I had my hat and I was just like looking. But he had a Cartier bracelet. So I was like, oh, 307K. And then he was taking some business calls too, but he was so cute.
We haven't described the 307K or the, what is it? There's 30.7 and 307K. Oh, did they talk about it on TK's podcast though?
Yeah. They're doing well. You know, like a 307 is supposed to be like laid back and kind
chill,
of like
normal
chill,
dude.
A normal dude. 307K is like, oh, you're a hot like dude. I don't know.
When I talk about these things, I feel like I genuinely lose brain cells. Well, like whatever's left in there is just like depleting.
Yeah, especially when more terms get added. I'm like, ooh, I'm getting confused. But anyways, he was really cute.
You should have talked to him.
No.
Well, now that I can't date anymore. It's someone else has got to take the floor.
Oh my God.
It's
Wait,
all
how does
you,
it
girl.
Feel to be strapped to the ground?
I am obsessed with him. I know, I love it. I think I needed this.
I think you did too.
I needed this. Oh God.
Oh my God. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
But we're chill. It's fine.
We're so chill. It's like,
I still want to, we need fine. To hang out with him so we can get the official Alicia approval.
Oh, like the big step. Yeah. No, I understand. I get it. Well, updates to come, but someone else has to take the dating floor now.
I know.
It's your time.
Okay.
I think even you noticing the guy. You even noticing the guy, though, I think is a step because before your eyes would have been on the floor.
Yeah.
So, like, that's good.
It was one of those movie moments, though, because, like, I had to get a middle seat. It was Southwest where you just kind of, like, seat yourself.
So I
was like,
hate that.
I know. So then I went to the exit row and there was one open in the exit row. And I was like, hell yeah, because there's more room in the exit row. And then there's this guy, but he's like, I could not get past him. So I was like, oh, excuse me. And he didn't hear me. I was like, excuse me. He still didn't because he had his headphones. So then I like tap him and he does this like look up. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, Okay. But I looked like a fetus.
Oh my God.
As if I would have talked to him anyway. But
we're working our way up there. It's fine. Summer of Remy still. It's fall of Alicia.
But I loved the fact that he was like taking business calls and stuff. He was like, yeah, so this sounds good. Da, da, da. And I was just like, okay, I like that.
Okay.
Good.
Note taken.
Note taken.
Duly noted. I want to know, what was Illinois like?
Illinois was good. It honestly was the first vacation in a long time that actually felt like a vacation because there was no Wi-Fi.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, we went to go visit family because all of my dad's side is out there. He moved out here forever ago by himself. Well, with his ex-wife, but by himself. And then so all that family is out there.
Yes.
And then my mom's side of the family is pretty much all gone and she was an only child. So we really haven't had much family out here. So it's always just been us four. And my brother lives in Alaska. So it was kind of like a mini reunion, I guess. I didn't realize we haven't been there in 5 years.
Did you eat a casserole? I feel like that's a really white people thing to do.
You're going
to
be so freaking proud of
me. Was there a casserole though?
Oh, there were so many casseroles. Yeah, okay. I stayed strict to my plan.
Good for
I let myself
you.
Cheat once. And I'm very happy with it. And this is something that I kind of had a realization. Because, like, especially growing up there, like, half the fun was, like, the food. Because they cook such good food.
Yeah. Big mess. Midwest
vibes. Midwest. Yeah. Like, desserts every single night. Like, the best stuff ever. Like, not only just butter, but, like, Crisco and everything kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. But I was actually really happy because I was telling my family afterwards while we were waiting for our flight. We were just talking about the trip and stuff. And I actually, like, looking back in just ways that I had grown in the past 5 years was insane. Like, one, I was so much more talkative to people. I was so much more confident in myself. And 5 years ago, I guess I was 21. So just, like, that's been a big, like, gap for me in general.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt so weird. And then also, we were definitely on, Ashley and I were definitely on the, like, adult side officially. Because we've always been, my dad's kids. The youngest, and then I'm the youngest. So we've always been the youngest growing up out of all the kids and the cousins and all that stuff. But now all those cousins have kids. So it was
the first
time that we were, like, officially on the adult side of everything. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was so weird because, like, I don't know, just things change and get so different. And especially even just being a kid and being selfish of, like, oh no, like, I want to go do this. I want to do this, or I want this, whatever. Like, I wanted the kids to have more fun. You know what I mean? So instead of, like, me being like, I want to go tubing, or I want to go do this, or go in the boat, or I'm first this. Like, I was just like, oh my God, like, what do you guys, like, guys want to do? Because I wanted to make their childhood good because, like, I don't know. And then, of course, we were, like, the cool cousins from California. You know what I mean?
How fun.
So some of my cousins, they were like, can we film a pause challenge? So I was like, oh my God, yeah. So, like, we filmed a little pause challenge.
Do they watch your videos?
Oh, everyone out there. Aww. Yeah. Oh my God. So funny.
That's adorable.
So that was really cool. And then.
What part of Illinois?
Centralia. It's like the really, really small, like, up the southern tip. We fly into St. Louis and then drive over there, like, 2 hours.
Oh. My dad's from Illinois. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
I don't think I've ever told you, yeah.
What part?
Well, when he flew from Korea when he was like 8 years old or
oh
6 years
God.
Old, I think. Yeah, he stayed with his aunt in Springfield, I think.
Oh my God. Okay, Springfield. Ah, oh my God, that's crazy. But what I loved overall, especially with the whole food stuff, because that's been a huge change since the past 5 years. The last time we actually went was right after we drastically lost a lot of weight.
Mm.
And then we went to Illinois and, like,
binged.
Yeah. Borderline, like, binge, because we're like, oh, like, this is the only time we can be here. It's the only time I'll get these brownies that my aunt makes and they're so good and blah, 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 blah. So, like, afterwards, like, mentally, we were just in such a bad spot. So comparing this trip to then, like, it was so weird. And this is kind of a no brainer, but I feel like I really needed it because, like, I was staying to my meal plan and, like, people would cook stuff and then I would kind of cook my own stuff. But I was like, I can have a good time. Like, food isn't what makes this trip fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just being like, that wasn't part of it. Where growing up, it always felt like, oh, I can just, like, have whatever I want. That's, like, the fun part about going to Illinois. This time I was like, no, like, the relationships that we're, like, building and stuff. And, like, that's what's fun about this. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't have to, I don't know. Like, just because I'm not having dessert every night isn't, like, what I'm looking forward to every single day. It's more just, like, hanging out and, like.
When your, like, whole world revolves around food.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's the craziest thing.
No, but for me, that was, like, years. But,
oh, yeah. My whole life. I mean, still to this day.
And especially then, and especially where it's somewhere like there because it's just vacation. It's eat whatever you want. It's all, like, amazing food, but mm-hmm. it's also, like, really bad food. I was really proud of myself because I let myself have my biscuits and gravy and it was so freaking good. And I was like, oh, like loved it. But overall, it was just like a really good trip. I think in that sense too, like mentally, I could see how far I've come too. So
yeah,
it was really good. We definitely want to go back more often.
You should.
It was fun.
I wish I had more family. I wish I could have like a reunion like that.
It was so weird. But see, what also was weird was like growing up without that, like it was so, I was jealous of a lot of the cousins because literally in the high school, there's like 20 McDonald's. Is that not crazy? Like all the kids in like middle school, high school, elementary, there's so many cousins and like they're all.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the fast food chain. I got so confused. I was like, one school has 20 McDonald's? That's like a lot. I was so confused.
Can you actually
confused.
Imagine?
No, I was like, and also I was like, why is she jealous? She grew up in Moval. So there's like jealous. A lot of fast food. Like this is all going through
I'm
my
so
head.
I'm so sorry.
I was like, she had Farmer Boy. She had In-N-Out. She's
one
fine.
Of her last names is McDonald.
Okay. Rephrase. Yes.
Rephrasing. I'm so sorry.
Wait, also side note, whenever I post your last name, people are like, don't out her. You're not supposed to say
oh my God,
it.
Really?
Yeah,
I just like well, I feel like
common knowledge.
In early YouTube, you like wouldn't say your last name because you want it like for security and privacy reasons. Yeah. And then now I just feel like I just don't go by it because it doesn't sound that good. But okay. Yeah, long story short.
Back it up. Lots of family McDonald's in school.
Yeah. While okay. we were there, seeing all of like the little cousins hanging out and playing and stuff. There's so many of them. And I was like, wow, we never grew up with that because it was just us four.
Yeah.
So I was jealous of how these kids kind of get to grow up. And at high school and middle school, like there's literally so many cousins and
you feel like
you have your family.
Like great. But then also you like if anything you do, like someone's going to know.
So. That's just like small town. Yeah, for sure. So that's something that I was like, wow, like that would have been cool. But I think it'll be cool because when Ash and I have kids, I think we'll really want like them to be close and like mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
No, so I love that.
It's yeah.
But. I think I have like a very small, I literally only have my brother and then I have a couple cousins, but we're not super close with them.
Same.
But Shane and I are like this because of it.
That's so. Another thing. I don't think our family would be as close if it wasn't for not having any other family.
Totally.
But yeah, it was really good.
I'm glad.
You know those ads that you see over the internet and you have just been dying to try it for the longest time because you don't know if it's actually good or if people are just hyping it up for no reason? That was me with AG1. My sister got me into it because she's the one, she's very health and wellness vibes, if you know her. And she was like, Alicia, you're always complaining to me about your digestion and how you feel bloated. You need to give this a try. It's really good too. I was like, there's no way a green healthy juice thing is going to be good. There's no way it's going to taste good, you know? Like, that's so rare. I'm so happy to say I was proven wrong in many ways. The first thing is it actually tastes really good. I truly love AG1, like the taste of it, so good. But more importantly, I instantly felt great after taking it. And now I understand why it's so popular, why everyone has it in their morning routines, because it seriously is the best way to start your morning. I was so tired of taking like a whole bunch of just random supplements. I would forget sometimes, or if I'd travel, I'd just be like, oh my God, I completely forgot about it. And honestly, when I take supplements or vitamins, like I don't really feel the difference. With AG1, you feel the difference. You can take it whenever, but in the morning on an empty stomach is when I like to take it. And I just feel like it flushes out my system. It makes me feel like I'm absorbing all of the nutrients. Whether you want it as more of a nutritional supplement or you want it to help you with bloating or aging or even just help support healthy aging, either way, it's got you. If you want to take ownership of your health this year, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/prettybasic. That's drinkag1.com/prettybasic. Check it out.
Okay, guys, this is quite possibly the easiest ad read for me to do ever. Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted. Why? Hinge gives you a sense of somebody's personality and lets you share your own. You get to know potential dates through their unique answers to prompts, plus get a sense of someone's dating intentions and what they're looking for. So, as you guys know, I met Cal, aka the love of my life, aka my fiance, on Hinge, and I tell this story time and time again, but truly, I mean, it's one that I'm going to be telling our kids one day. I remember leaving the Pretty Basic studio in 2019, and I looked at my phone, and I had a notification from Hinge, and a cute boy named Cal had replied to one of my prompts, and my prompt was something along the lines of, like, what are 3 of your favorite things, or something along those lines, and I remember I had written Chance the Rapper, puppies, and tacos on the beach, and I got a cute reply from Cal that said like, oh my gosh, 3 of my favorite things. You sound like my perfect girl or something along those lines. I really am kicking myself for not screenshotting it back during that time. But After that, obviously, I went straight to his profile. I looked him up. I saw all these cute photos of him. And the one that hooked me was this cute photo of him. And from there, I messaged him back. And the rest is history. He asked me on a date. We went out the next weekend. And I have not stopped seeing him since. I love Hinge so much because, obviously, that was such a great little starter to our lives together than just, you know, a like on a photo or, you know, a little gross message. I just think it was so cute and wholesome. And right off the bat, we were able to establish so many things that we liked in common. I mean, I thank Hinge every day for not only introducing me to Cal, but also just making it so easy to start with online dating because sometimes it can be very, very daunting. And the prompts just make it so easy to start a nice, easy conversation. So if you too are looking for your Cal, he's mine. But if you're looking for your own Cal, you guys should download Hinge and find someone worth deleting the app for.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We never played a game.
Well, we could get into it now.
Well, we normally start with it. I just realized. I was like, wow.
We did want to do an update. I just wanted to know how Illinois was, honestly.
No, yeah, it was actually really good.
Okay. Today's game, we thought we would do like a little bit of an exposing thing of like the five last blank, whether it's like the five last thing that you... What is it? Like five last people that you texted, whatever messages.
Yeah, I think we should.
Google searches, Instagram searches. I think you can learn a lot about someone with the five last blank. So I would like to know what yours are.
Okay, which one are we doing?
Start with texts. Should we do five last texts we sent or five last texts we've received? Or like what should we do?
I don't know. I feel like we could do a lot.
We could. I'm excited. I want to know what's going on.
I think we should do YouTube watch history first.
Okay.
YouTube. History is so interesting.
Oh, I already was watching one right now. I was watching Bon Appetit, Brad and Claire Make Donuts Part 3.
My last one watched, which I'm watching right now, is Kenzie's 21 Things I Learned at 21.
Oh, I was about to. Look, it's at the top of my subscription.
Oh, my God.
How do I see my watch history?
You just go to library and then history.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my God. I'm a little embarrassed. What did I watch? Okay, I watched the donut video. I watched Maggie McDonald's Things I'm Obsessed With Right Now. I watched Christy Vetter's Job Update, How Much Money I'm Paying, What Really Happened to My Roommate. I watched Bachelor Nation, Hannah Breaks Up with Jed Over Secret Girlfriend. And I watched 17's Duff Cameron Talks About Descendants, Boyfriend, and More.
Oh my God.
That was a roller coaster. I actually love this.
The next one I watched was Aaron Rhodes Moved Into My Dream Apartment Tour. He's so cute.
I have to let you know. We were messaging yesterday and I was like, when can I follow your boyfriend? Because I asked Alicia a couple weeks ago and she said it'd be weird if I followed him. He's like, anytime. He only knows how much I love you.
Aww.
I'm going to follow him right now, actually.
Do it.
On the podcast.
And then I watched Kehlani Anastasi. I don't know how to say her last name. I bought fake Louis Vuitton on Amazon.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that could be fun to do like a fake designer or something like that type of video. But I found her. And the one before that was, and for these reasons, I'm out, food combining gone wrong, because there's tea about this whole food combining.
Oh my God. It's crazy.
So then the next video after that is my experience Oh, that one was by Jane Simmons. The next one is Brie Holmes. And these are all like small YouTubers. My experience and issues with food combining. I went down a hole. I was,
Do you think it's I don't think it'd work for me or for you, but I wonder if
I would never want to try it, but, there's like a lot from these videos. There's like a lot of drama going on with all of that.
I know. And that one girl is like getting thrown under the bus for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's nuts.
So.
Oh my God. Okay. Was that it? Was that five?
Well, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. That was 5.
Okay, cool. I want to know. Okay. What were your last 5 Instagram searches? Well, now mine was just Aaron Rhodes' boyfriend because I just followed him. Oh my God. I'm going to get in trouble for these.
Okay, Pretty Basic Official. Mm-hmm. One cousin who she followed herself on my phone. Hi, Emery. My other cousin, hi. Gavin, Ashley, Chloe Couture, Metro.
Chloe Couture?
Yeah, she texted me and then I was like, oh, I wonder how she's doing. So I went to her profile.
Oh, mine was Aaron Rhodes' boyfriend, Kylie Jenner, Life is Beautiful, The Festival. This girl named Hannah Maloche. Have you heard of her? Who is she?
Yeah. Oh my God. You don't know her?
Not well, I looked her up.
Well, she's in that like younger, what's it called? I really like her videos though. She's really pretty.
I was watching this music video on YouTube and then she was in it. And people in the comments were like, oh my God, Hannah. So I was like, oh, who's Hannah? So then I looked into her and she's really pretty and her videos were really good, but I just didn't.
I think it's her. I'm not positive, but I think she's been subscribed to a lot of us for a long time because I want to say,
oh my God, I forgot. You could tell who's subscribed to you.
I want to say someone posted a meetup photo from like an old meetup and something was like, oh my God, or something like that. I'm not sure. Maybe it wasn't her and I'm totally blanking and thinking it's someone else.
She's so pretty.
But she's really sweet.
Either way, I looked into her and then have you watched? Oh my God, I'm obsessed with her. She says her name in every video, but I feel like I'm going to mispronounce it. Joanna.
Oh, Cecedia? I found her after Emma Chamberlain. After Emma blew up, Joanna kind of like blew up because she's kind of very similar, like her humor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I only watched like 2 videos of hers, but
I am.
Is she still uploading?
Obsessed with her. Yeah, yeah.
See, I'm so curious what it's like. I'm gonna. Joanna, I'm looking her up.
Joe, it's ew with 3 W's _ it's Joanna. I'm obsessed.
I'm so curious. Oh, honestly. This is great. Okay, well, what I was going to say is I'm so curious how it works for people who like blow up out of nowhere and then like, do they keep that momentum? You know what I mean?
I mean, James Charles has kept it up for sure.
Yeah, but this girl, like it was literally one viral video.
I've like never heard of her until I saw one randomly.
Did she delete all her videos?
It was, no, I don't think so.
I don't know.
It was literally how to crash a wedding. It showed up on my like homepage. It wasn't even like trending. And I like am obsessed and I've watched every video now.
Oh no, it was literally her DIYing Emma's clothing line. That's the video that blew up. It got 8 million views.
Oh my God. She's so funny. I love her. She's like 18 from Canada. Just like living in her parents.
Yeah, she looks so much younger.
She's about to go to school, like go to college, but she lives with her parents and just like makes videos with like these little like microphones. Oh my God, she's so funny.
Oh my God. I had no idea that she was that old.
Big fan. Okay, what else? What's like more exposing? I want to know the last 5 texts you sent.
That I sent?
Should we do sent or received?
I mean, all mine are really boring, so it does not matter. I'm just like looking. It's like all my family.
I would like, I don't know. Okay. All my family. There's a bunch I haven't opened yet. I want to know received.
Received? My mom gave me a thumbs up and a blush face. That was the last text I got. My trainer was like, hey, I think you're away, but I can't remember. When do you come back? And then Ashley said, yay, amazing to my family about a home warranty.
These are so boring.
I'm not kidding. And then you sent KK perf. And then my assistant said that she was almost over. But there's
that, that was received. Okay, let me see. Mine was
after that does get a little more interesting.
Okay, but let's keep going. Let's do the next 5. Let's do 10. I need something more than home warranty.
Tommy sent me a screenshot of this influencer, and it was like this. His return to IG reminds me of old/new Alicia.
Oh, and I was cute. Like, oh. I love Tommy.
Now I'm just scrolling. I'm done. This is
you're done.
I'm done. Okay. No one texts me.
I have
except my family.
One from Ollie that says Eli texted me about it, but I haven't replied. Sorry, Ollie. TK texted me. Oh, when I told her who was next to me in Hot Pilates and we were talking about that.
Oh my God.
My boyfriend texted me, I'm finally done in all caps, which sounds like he's breaking up with me. Jordan Rebecca texted me, literally time flew because I told her, I was like, we should go to Lollapalooza. Like, let's go. And then she texted me today and was like, hey, I think it starts today. I think we forgot. And I was like, oh my God. Like it starts today. Was that four? And then I have from you, you said, so like right after 11. Very dramatic.
So you have friends and I don't. It's fine.
I didn't hear about home warranty, but I don't own a house.
Yeah.
So maybe obviously. If I did, that's what I'd be receiving.
Mm-hmm, duh.
Okay. What's another thing? Is that anything more that's...
I think we should save the next few for another episode because these are really interesting.
I feel like...
Because we can do
I want to know the last like five pictures on your camera roll.
Exactly.
I want to know the last like five things you looked up on Google. I want all those things. I want to know like windows you have open on Google. Can you tell me that one? I just want to know what windows you have open.
What do you...
Holy mackerel, I have so many.
I have so many open, but they're boring again.
Wait, I want to know.
Literally, well, the first one, which is nice, Carbon 38 came out with seamless leggings, so...
Oh, I've never tried their stuff.
They just came out. I love Carbon 38.
Oopsies.
After that, we have not one, two, three... Four, we have four tabs of me trying to unsubscribe from stupid spam mail.
Oh, I do that
every
like
morning.
Every
I've
month.
Been doing
yeah,
a few.
No,
yeah,
it's great.
So all of those stupid places that I never signed up for, annoying. Southwest Airlines because I bought Wi-Fi, and then Girl Boss about horoscopes because Mercury is officially out of retro.
Thank God.
Yes, we can all have a cake and celebrate. Mm. I rhymed.
That was good. Okay, mine. I have a lot. I looked up some company called Splits 59, which is activewear that I was going to buy things from.
Oh, they're on Revolve.
Are they?
They are.
Okay, I'll look them up. Grumpy dad pet meme is what I looked up. Then I had a workout class, another workout class, a DocuSign for a contract, a bunch of clothes, more clothes, more clothes, more clothes. Oh my God, I unsubscribed from two people too.
Ooh, tea.
More workout clothes, a member of Blackpink, a Wii transfer, an Amazon link to an air fryer, and a board game open on my phone.
Oh my God, amazing.
And I just cleared them all. So this is a good way to just like clear them out, you know?
Yeah, clear out all.
Every episode we'll talk about this. All right. Well, great game.
Great game. I feel like that's a new, interesting series we can do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess now we're going to go get some lunch and then head over and meet our giveaway winner. Very, very, very excited.
How long has this episode been?
We are at 28 minutes.
28?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, we've kind of just been talking aimlessly. We had no plan for
I
today.
I literally thought this was at least 40 minutes.
No.
Dang.
I was going to say, I was like, yo, are we supposed to do more?
Oh my gosh. Well, we can leave all this in because that'll just add to the
Just let's not edit this one at all.
Okay, fun fact. Sometimes with vlogs, when it's like super, super, super close to 10 minutes, and when you have a video over 10 minutes, you can add an extra ad. So like, I'm like, oh, like I could add an extra ad, you know, get a little extra money.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
not? So then sometimes I'll purposely like, normally my vlogs, I edit very choppy. And it's like, do, like yeah. any awkward pause, any yeah. Any awkward anything Same. I cut. You can tell which vlogs that I'm really like trying to reach because I'm like, okay, I can like, it's just there's pauses
you could, like
there's
export or like do the whole video and then kind of make it like 95%
yeah
speed.
Yeah, yeah
just like
oh,
a
yeah.
little slow
I'm
down
not,
a black
smart.
Screen at the end
yeah so that's you can tell please call me out next time
one time there is a main channel video she had and we were in New York and you were like I don't know what to do but you were at like 940 or something
so close.
I was like she ended up doing like a whole other clip for it but
I shouted out my merch because I was like oh that's a good one like
as you should have
you know but
How's
it,
the
it was
merch been? Did you merch see I've been wearing it a
I
lot
did. I love how you cut
the blue shirt
the blue one
thank
I
you
love. I love I want
to
because the one I have cut I think is a smaller size I want like a big one mm-hmm. and cut it I'll
yeah
come I'm just like
it's so cute I love all my stuff.
Is your holiday hangover making getting dressed feel like a chore and a bore? Welcome the new year with a resolution for personalized style that reflects the real you, courtesy of Stitch Fix's expert team of personal stylists.
There are days where I just waste so much time and energy staring at my clothes in my closet and I get so overwhelmed. It's almost like, it's like I'm overstimulated and I get like paralysis just staring at trying to make a decision. And honestly, I'm so sad I didn't know about Stitch Fix until recently. When I tell you guys, I think this may have saved me hours out of my week, as well as just so much time, energy, and money. And if you've used it, you know, like the girlies that get it. It's seriously the best way to shop for new styles and brands. The best part is it's basically like having them as your style partner. Your stylist will learn about your taste and collaborate with you on looks you'll love without breaking the bank. Music to my ears. That's all what we want to hear. You basically just share your preferences, size, and budget, and Stitch Fix will send you 5 items in a fix right to your door. You don't have to think about it too hard. You have help with a stylist picking it out. Also, if you're wondering about sizes, their sizes vary from extra small all the way to 3XL. I love how inclusive they are. And basically, no matter who you are, you'll find something you're going to love. They have over 1,000 brands and styles. So no matter what season of life you're in, Stitch Fix has you covered. So thanks, Stitch Fix. They just get me and they'll get you too. Try today at stitchfix.com/prettybasic and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/prettybasic. stitchfix.com/prettybasic.
I cannot believe that it is almost 2024. That is insane. I swear it just turned 2023. I remember going and we had a fun ski trip. We went to Aspen's for New Year's Eve last year and it was so much fun. It was so fun dressing up for actual cold weather and the snow. It seriously was so magical and it felt like a little winter wonderland. And it was so fun seeing everyone's like New Year's Eve looks because it was my first time really actually having plans for New Year's Eve. I feel like I always want to. Then I end up either never doing anything or just staying home and being cozy. But it was so fun to go out, go dancing, see everyone wearing like sequins and sparkles. And I definitely want to do something like that again this year. I don't know what that'll be, but I can guarantee you that my New Year's Eve look is going to look amazing. And that's because I will most definitely get it from Macy's. And that's because Macy's has all of the New Year's Eve looks to start your year off right. You can find sparkly mini dresses for your midnight toasts, all the accessories you could ever need for your full out glam look, and a signature red lip to top it all off. I low-key hope I'm going to be kissing someone, so maybe I won't do a red lip, but maybe we'll do a little cute glitter gloss, you know? It's going to be funny if I end up just staying home in my PJs, but you know what? I bet those PJs will be cute and sparkly too. Regardless, I'm so excited for 2024, and I cannot wait to see your guys' New Year's Eve looks. I have a feeling it's going to be an amazing year. Send me pics of what you're wearing. Check out macys.com/ownyourstyle.
Okay, well, our favorites. We were going to talk about our favorite products.
Oh.
No wonder.
Okay, pop off. You have 3?
Do you have 3?
I don't know. I didn't make a list.
Me? Writing it 3? When I sat down in this chair. I was writing it out.
I actually did make a list the other day of my favorites.
Okay, well, Here's the thing. I actually filmed a current like summer favorites vlog that has been taking a while to get up. However, if it's up, it should be up before you guys see this.
I want to do a favorites video again. Do it. I just watched Maggie's.
I'm not kidding. I've been loving, I've only done, I think, 1 or 2 on my vlog channel, but I've been loving it because that's my favorite stuff to watch because I love recommendations from people that I trust. And not saying that everyone trusts me, but I mean, I'd like to think that they do. So that video is going up. So I purposely was trying to not do every single product that I'm going to show in that video. But one that I had to mention now, as well as that video, is the Laneige lip mask, you guys.
The tub or the squeezy?
The tub.
Yeah, the squeezy sucks.
The squeezy's good, but the tub is like a mask where the squeezy's more of just like a lip balm. The lip mask, I'm not even kidding. I didn't bring it to Illinois. And last night when I came home, I was so excited to put it on because my lips were kind of like dryish, just feeling. It is the best. You just put it on every single night. Sometimes I even put it on in the morning or even other times I'll put it on when I like have my makeup done because I just like how it looks because it stays on. It does not come off and it's super glossy and it looks like gloss, but it's really just a lip mask and it's not sticky. And I am obsessed with it. I'm like halfway through mine.
You can get it on Amazon.
Really? Oh my God.
I bought it like years ago on Amazon. It blew up. I like the tub, the tube for me. I was really excited about them, but they make my lips feel more dry than not. Oh my God. Wait, I'll talk about my favorite.
I think it's
because
it's not a mask.
Is that my,
okay. Do you have the Fenty one with you?
Yes.
Wait,
I do.
Is this a new baby?
Yes. Isn't she?
She's
cute?
So pretty.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
So
I love.
Pretty. So pretty and so cute.
Riv got a new purse.
I did.
It's beautiful.
Favorite products. I'm going through my purse right now.
I have so many lip products. I've talked about this thing a lot, but it's the Fenty.
Can I try it right now?
Yeah. You please read the name because I don't know what
okay,
it is.
Okay, this is the Fenty Beauty Pro Kisser Luscious Lip Balm in Hint Hint.
Hint Hint. Oh, we'll talk about this thing.
I'm trying it right now. This is actually, it's kind of cool because they can't see what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. So we just sound stupid?
It smells like, no, but it feels more like a YouTube video because I'm like trying it on right now. You know what I mean?
I like this stuff. So basically, it's called, I don't know what this brand is.
I like how they smell.
Oh, Sage, S-A-J-E. Yeah, probably. It's called Peppermint Halo. I got it at the Century City Mall, but I'm sure you can buy it online. And my friend Dakota talked about it because he works out like 20 times a day. And then every time after he works out, he puts it on. It's a cooling and soothing oil blend for the head. And it's in Peppermint Halo. But after you work out or just normally, you like put it on your neck. You can like put it on your pressure points and like rub it together. And it just like feels all tingly.
You know what else? So I'm sure it like... Especially if you put it on your wrists and stuff, I'm sure it just helps you smell good after working
that
out, too.
I smell disgusting all the time.
Oh, my God. Me, too. I actually really like this lip balm.
Yeah. Wait, did you read what it's called?
Yeah. What I love is I feel like lips are such an easy product to, like, test out versus, like, foundation. I get nervous because I love my foundation. So why would I waste a day on trying a new one?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Versus, like, lip things are so easy.
I worry I'm going to break out from things. But
exactly.
A favorite foundation for me right now, thank you so much, has been the Creme Shop. It's, like, less than $10, and it's very similar to like the Fenty foundation, but it is at a drugstore price. I just did a video with them, so I was like trying out all the products. So good.
Oh my God,
the quality is insane, and it has a pump and everything. So if you're looking for a cheaper alternative,
oh my God, I
to
love
like
that.
The Pro Filter foundation, check it out. It's super cheap and really, really good. And I forget what else I was gonna say, but it's great. I love it.
The other thing I've been loving, I mentioned this on Kinsey's podcast, is my purse. So it's the Louis Vuitton Alma BB, and mine's in black patent leather. I actually got mine off like a consignment app or whatever.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But because they don't make it anymore, but I hate giving a favorite that they don't really like make anymore. Mm-hmm. But please, like, guys, I'm not kidding. The Alma BB size is like the perfect size for a purse. I'm obsessed with it. I didn't show that in my video, but I've been wearing it pretty much every single day for the past like 2-3 months. It's been like my favorite.
My last favorite. Oh, do you have any more? I have one more favorite.
Go ahead.
I got Tape-In extensions, and they are a game changer, everybody.
Wait, why have you never had them before?
I don't know.
I know that they can get like ratty, but
well, this is the thing. We've been on a lot of brand trips lately, and all those Instagram models have wonderful hair, and I was always like staring at them like, how? Like, there's no way that's like humanly possible. And because it looks so good. Yeah. Then one of them was sitting in front of me one time, and I was like staring at the back of her head like really intensely. And I saw there was like a tape thing sticking out. I was like, oh my God, they all have tape-ins. So then I immediately came home and wanted to
try. Is that worse for your hair?
No, I think it's actually better for me because I pull them out. So I can't pull these ones out. So
I
got them, and I only have a few. I have a mixture of them in right now.
Your hair looks really good right now.
Thank you. I really like them. I'm only a few days in. And apparently, I haven't tried them a lot, though, because my hair girl has said they're not good for people who work out a lot because the sweat. But I've been trying to. I'm only a few days in, but I really like them so far.
Also, you can, like, put your hair up. Like, I know you don't want to wear a sweatband, but, like, you could, especially at Seoul or something. Like, so you're not sweating.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that could be kind of cute.
Honestly, I love sweatbands. I think they're really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at Seoul where it's dark. You don't have to, like...
No one looks
like at you. No one's looking. You know what I mean? Gosh, what else have I been loving? Well, there's this one lotion. It's, like, the Hemp's lotion. I have the pineapple, like, melon smell
one. I've
never
tried that, but I've seen it.
Please, next time you come over, you have to try it. I'm not kidding. It is the best.
Is there weed in it?
The logo has like, it looks like a weed.
I've always just wondered. I never tried it.
It is so amazing and I freaking love it. But I also mentioned that in my video. So spoiler, I guess you just get to hear what's in my video. Yeah. My eyelash extensions too, I've been really loving lately, which normally I go through phases where I like love them and then I hate them. But I think lately I've been able to do my makeup in like 10 minutes every single day, which is just nice compared to the normal hour. So we love that.
I hate lash extensions.
I've been loving it. I've been really into more like natural makeup lately.
I love that we're just so rambling in this episode too.
Yeah, we talked from Tana's wedding to favorite products
beautiful.
To browser history to
just a good long episode.
Everything. I literally thought it was like done.
That's so bad. Wow. Guys, I promise the next episode will be much more planned. Oh, I was thinking we should do also more kind of like motivation and whether it's like fitness or work or like you are so organized. I feel like there's so much more to your life that you can even like talk about on this podcast. Oh, or what we could do is like we could come up with things that each other has to, like, for instance, you're organizing, like you would be like, oh, that's normal, that's boring. Where I'm like, no, that's so interesting.
See, I don't think it's interesting.
See, so we should, I don't know.
I like, mean, tips and stuff. Sounds good.
You're like, whatever.
No, I love Fine. That. I just wanted to know about Illinois. That's literally why I came here today. I was like, I can't wait to hear what
happened. There
happens.
Really wasn't.
How many casseroles were consumed? What kind of casseroles were at this shindig?
There was like a cheese. No one cares.
I want to know. That's why I'm here right now.
There was like,
was there a green bean? A potato? A kugel?
There was like a corn one. I had to say I didn't eat most of them.
Good for you.
What about, yeah. And I could always tell what I would be like kind of sad with, because if Ashley got something and she was like, oh, this is good, I'd be like, oh, like.
I love Ash. Is she back too? Did everyone come back?
Yeah, home? We're all back.
Thank God. I missed you all.
I know.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this great episode of Pretty Basic. I would say it's probably our best one yet.
Oh, I would say so.
Weird side note. I listened to our teaser the other day because I was just like, oh, I want to hear. I can't believe how stupid I am. Like, it was awful.
Should we redo our teaser?
Yeah, we probably should. I'm sure we were like,
hi guys. So
it was so obnoxious every episode.
Welcome to Pretty Basic.
My voice, how has my voice changed so much?
Oh, mine has too. We're just more comfortable.
Just like in.
If I mumble, that means I love you because that means I'm comfortable around
my
you.
My neck is currently tingling from that stuff right now. It's kind of burning. Maybe I don't recommend it. It's kind of on fire right now. Sorry.
Well.
End it. I want to hear you try and end it.
Anyways, I hope you guys loved this casserole episode.
Let's, for the game next week, let's bring our favorite casserole recipes and read them to each other.
Oh my God. I'm sure everyone will love that. I hope you loved finding out about our browser history and all of that fun stuff. So sorry that this may not be your favorite episode, but also I could totally see it being people's favorite episode. Anyways,
I can't.
Thank you so much for subscribing and listening to our podcast, Pretty Basic. And don't forget to rate, subscribe, leave a review. And yes.
Also, be sure to listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
Google Play,
wherever you're listening to your podcasts. And we will be back next week with a much better, well,
quality content, baby content.
Baby content episode.
Maybe I will go on a date.
Oh my God. Please do it. Please, please, please.
We need some.
Oh my God. Wait, one more thing though. My dad came over yesterday and saw the picture of Aaron Rhodes and I in my hallway and was like, is that the content baby content guy? And I was like, why would I have a picture of him in my apartment? And he's like, but that's kind of funny. And I was like, wait, that's kind of funny. And I kinda wanna kind of want to do it now. Hilarious. I think I'm going to blow it up.
No, no, no. We should get a little tiny frame. And just like put it next to the Furbo.
The Furbo. Okay, now we're really going. Bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.